Well, we had originally brought our next guest on to talk about the goings-on in Libya, but we've got breaking news to ask him about as well. I'm speaking of Colonel Oliver North, decorated combat veteran, the host of War Stories over there on the Fox News Channel, and the author of American Heroes in Special Operations. Colonel, welcome back to America's Radio News.
Chris, great to be with you and Lori. Thank you.
Well, let's talk about the president's announcement coming up right around 12:45. Troop levels down to zero in Iraq. You've spent a lot of time over there with the troops. This a good move?
Well, it's the inevitable move is a consequence of a failed foreign policy. I mean, this administration was committed to doing away with America's military force basically years ago. They're now carrying that out. Part of the expensive process is to get America's troops out of Iraq. They could have negotiated a status of forces agreement with the Iraqi government, with Maliki. The people who are most glad of this aren't going to be America's soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines. It's going to be the Iranians, because it essentially gives them a free hand to operate in that part of the world.
Well, I got to ask you, though, you know, you say, you know, these are this administration has failed foreign policies, but they got bin Laden, they got Gaddafi. They're doing what most Americans say they want, which is getting out of Iraq.
Well, that, you make a, Lori, let me just, a couple of observations on that. Number
okay.
one, the unmanned aerial vehicles, which our colleagues in the media mistakenly call drones, were bought under the budget provided by George W. Bush. They've more than quadrupled the numbers of them available. As you noticed, most of the action is now taking place with special operations troops, who were recruited and funded by the Bush administration, that they didn't have when this war began 10 years ago last month. That's number one. Number two, this administration is following, at least now, some of the instructions or some of the guidance that they get from America's commanders in the field, which is to use more of these special operations units, like the one that got bin Laden, and put them on the ground to do things like was just done with al-Awlaki in Yemen. What you don't see is a foreign policy that has any coherence for dealing with what they proudly call the Arab Spring and get some kind of outcome that's going to be positive to America in the long term. For example, everybody's chortling, high-fiving, giving backslaps about the untimely demise, I suppose, of Muammar Gaddafi. And there's probably no one you could talk to who has a better sense for that than the North family, because he targeted us for assassination
right.
after the raids back in the 1980s in the Reagan administration. So I'm certainly not sad to see him go. What I am concerned about is where it goes from here. And you can't find anybody at the National Security Council or the State Department that can even give you the list of the half dozen or more militias who are now part of the new government. They may not be part of the transitional, you know, council, but they're out there, and they're going to have a say in the outcome. Some of them are radical Islamists. Some of them are Berbers. Some are Arabs. Some are essentially Chadians from North Africa on the southern border. Some of them are foreigners like the Iranians, and some of them are coming from other places with the al-Qaeda remnants that are being scraped up in various parts of the world. So nobody knows in this administration where thousands, perhaps tens of thousands, of surface-to-air manned portable missiles have gone. Nobody mm-hmm. knows what the shape of this new government's going to be. There was a discussion yesterday about whether there was going to be any recompense to the $1.4 billion America has spent on this. And by the way, that's just the front-end money.
Right.
That's not the back-end money for nation-building, and it doesn't cover the cost of the ordnance that we, quote, loaned to NATO.
Right, and some of the Libyans want to reimburse us as well, and that I definitely want to get into that with you a little bit more here, Colonel North. We're talking with Colonel Oliver North, decorated combat veteran, host of War Stories over on the Fox News Channel, and Colonel North, let me ask you, because we had Vice President Cheney on the program too, and we asked him about this whole idea of, you know, a lot of conservatives were worried about what President Barack Obama would do in the war on terror. And even though the vice president admitted that the drone program and all of the stuff that has been set up that by the Bush administration, the Obama administration appears to be using them to great effect. Can we at least give him credit for that?
Well, again, I mean, he's taking some of the advice provided by the military commanders on the battlefield, using assets that were not available during the Bush administration, but they had the foresight to go ahead and start building these things, paying for them, and recruiting the people, and I'm talking specifically now about the special operators, who could go on the ground and validate that the target was the real thing.
Let's talk about Libya, though, specifically.
Sure.
Now, because that's obviously the big news this week. Was it worth it, and did we at least handle the situation appropriately?
Well, there's no doubt that the people of Libya are going to be at least temporarily better off than they would have been if Gaddafi were still around and still in power. Gaddafi has not been a threat to the United States for years, unless you were an Air Force, Navy, or Marine pilot flying these missions in Odyssey Dawn. I mean, Gaddafi was a real threat to his own people. His ability to export terrorism had diminished considerably, and he was widely regarded as the mad dog of the Middle East, as Ronald Reagan described him back when I worked for him, is just exactly that. Unfortunately, the kinds of things that happen when you put boots on the ground to help shape the future of the country have not been done. And so I don't think there's anybody, Lori, that can sit here and tell you in any office in Washington, State Department, at Treasury, at the NSC, at the Pentagon, or at Langley, who can tell you what the shape of that new government's going to be. And if it's radical Islamist, as it's turning out to be in Egypt, then that's not good for America. I'm not saying that Mubarak and Gaddafi were good guys. I'm just saying that before you start to throw somebody out of power, which was ultimately the goal of the Obama administration, and they did succeed in it, you ought to know what the shape of the next government's going to be. We don't have a lot of friends out there, in case nobody's noticed, in the White House.
Hey, Colonel North, before we let you go, if the Libyans do offer to pay us back for our investment into their liberation, you think we ought to take it?
If they offer to pay us back, I'll give you $10. How's that?
All right.
Send a check to Freedom Alliance.
Colonel Oliver North, he's a decorated combat veteran. Of course, you know him from the host of War Stories there on the Fox News Channel. Check out his book, American Heroes and Special Operations. Always an honor to talk with you, sir.
Thank you, partner.
All right.
You.